Get ready to relive the glory days of the mid to late the aughts, where the BlackBerry reigned supreme as the ultimate must-have gadget for the who's who of the world. The 2023 film BlackBerry delves into the riveting story behind the rise and fall of one of the most iconic smartphones in history. In this episode, we take you on an exhilarating journey through BlackBerry's remarkable growth and eventual downfall. Discover the untold stories that lie beneath the surface of this iconic device, which not only revolutionized communication, but also became a symbol of innovation and a way of life. Welcome to Business Pitfalls and Profits, where we unravel the captivating world of successful corporations and explore the highs and lows of partnerships, acquisitions, and celebrity endorsements in the business realm. Subscribe now to the channel and hit that notification bell so that you'll never miss an episode. And engage with me in the comments. I want to hear your thoughts, insights, and even your suggestions for future episodes. Enjoy the episode. It's the mid to late the aughts, and the BlackBerry is not just a phone, it's a lifestyle. Originally associated with high-flying businessmen always on the go, this little device with its mini keyboard input became a cultural phenomenon. At the height of its popularity, there were over 70 million BlackBerry users worldwide. It even earned itself the playful nickname Crackberry because it was kind of addictive. But it wasn't just the business world that fell in love with the BlackBerry. Hollywood's A-listers like Kim Kardashian, Beyoncé, and Lady Gaga turned it into the ultimate celebrity accessory. The BlackBerry was not just a phone, it was a status symbol. And let's not forget the BlackBerry Messenger, or BBM, what became the go-to messaging service. The 2023 film BlackBerry delves into the riveting story behind the rise and fall of one of the most iconic smartphones in history. It explores the founder's initial inspiration to create a device that would revolutionize the way we communicate. The film also gives insight into the challenges BlackBerry faced as new competitors entered the market, most notably the introduction of Apple's iPhone. The film reveals the strategic decisions, both successful and misguided, that the BlackBerry team made in an attempt to maintain their market dominance. Let's see how much of this gripping narrative is artistic license and how much is rooted in reality. Cosmopolitan UK has the inside scoop on the latest gossip surrounding the film. Did the hubris of its founders truly lead to BlackBerry's demise, or is there more to the story than meets the eye? The film delves into the personal journeys of its founders and key executives, so let's step into the world of creators Mike Lazaridis and Doug Fregan as they embark on a journey to revolutionize the mobile phone industry. In the early days of the tech revolution, these two Canadian university students joined forces to establish Research in Motion, the company that birthed the BlackBerry. Lazaridis is portrayed as a quiet genius, while Fregan is the enthusiastic, charismatic sidekick, bringing movie nights and gaming sessions to keep the engineering team inspired. These visionaries join forces with the savvy businessman Jim Balsillie. Together, they'll turn BlackBerry into a global sensation. According to Dennis Cavelman, a former employee at Research in Motion, the movie's portrayal of Lazaridis as weak and introverted is far from the truth. Cavelman describes him as a strong, innovative, and charismatic leader with a unique vision for the future. Thousands of engineers followed him passionately because of his convictions, drive, and shared commitment to the company's mission. Jim Balsillie is depicted as the hard-headed businessman who doesn't shy away from bending the rules to turn Research in Motion into a multi-billion dollar success. In reality, Balsillie was a force to be reckoned with, a visionary businessman who was not afraid to push the boundaries. Cavelman adds that Balsillie was indeed a tough businessman, but the film may have heightened certain aspects for dramatic effect. The reality lies in the strength of Balsillie's leadership and his commitment to propelling the company to unprecedented heights. While the film takes inspiration from the book Losing the Signal, it is, in the director's own words, a period piece reflecting the culture of the 90s. Matt Johnson, the director, aimed to capture the essence of that era with references to pop culture, even if some scenes might be a bit overcooked for dramatic effect. In the film, we witness a dramatic scene where Jim Balsillie pushes Mike Lazaridis and Douglas Fregan to create a prototype for their Pocket Link email and paging device in just one night. The pressure is on to impress the big wigs at Verizon, and the next day we see a flimsy machine with bare wires and a keyboard seemingly ripped from a calculator. According to the real accounts, while it's true that Research in Motion employees pulled an all-nighter before a crucial presentation in 1996, the device had been in development for months before that. It wasn't a spontaneous creation overnight. Former Research in Motion employee Matthias Wandel in a YouTube video debunks the movie's portrayal. He mentions that the actual device showcased during the presentation was an email device with a flip-top lid and a standard keyboard, significantly different from the flimsy machine depicted in the movie. While the film might spice things up with the thrill of an overnight creation, the reality is that the development of the first BlackBerry handset was a more meticulous and extended process. In the movie, we witness a humorous scene where Jim Balsillie rolls his eyes at Mike Lazaridis, who's munching on blackberries on their way to a Verizon pitch. When asked about the device's name, Lazaridis, with a stained shirt from the fruit, comes up with the idea of calling it BlackBerry. However, the actual naming of BlackBerry had nothing to do with stained shirts and fruit. According to branding executives, the keyboard buttons were thought to resemble strawberry seeds. Eventually, the name BlackBerry was chosen due to the device's sleek black coloring. Now, let's talk about BlackBerry's success. Hugely successful is an understatement. It was considered the first smartphone, dominating over 50% of the US market and 20% of the global smartphone market. At its peak, BlackBerry was selling a staggering 50 million devices a year. In less than a decade since its launch, it became a $20 billion company, making its founders incredibly wealthy. The impact of BlackBerry on the tech landscape was unparalleled, and its success marked a revolutionary shift in how we communicate and use mobile devices. As BlackBerry's success skyrocketed, other companies wanted a piece of the action. In the movie, we see Carl Yankowski, the CEO of Palm Pilot, attempting a takeover of the company. Guess what? This drama actually happened. Balsillie and Yankowski engaged in intense negotiations, each trying to outmaneuver the other. Talks remained vague until they were eventually cut off altogether. In the BlackBerry film, we witness the relationship between Mike Lazaridis and Douglas Fregan reaching a breaking point, leading to Fregan's eventual ousting from the company. However, according to those who worked with them at the time, this wasn't entirely the case. While Fregan did sell all his shares and exit the company in 2007, valued at around $2 billion, the portrayal of a dramatic fallout seems to be more of a cinematic exaggeration. Reports suggest that the pair maintained a good relationship, and Fregan's departure was driven more by personal choices and financial decisions rather than a dramatic falling out. BlackBerry was found to have backdated stock options in 2006. Backdating is the process of retroactively shifting an option's grant date to a period when the stock price was lower in order to increase the possibility of financial gain. While this activity is not unlawful per se, improper disclosure or accounting for it makes it problematic. BlackBerry's stock option policies were the subject of an investigation by the Ontario Securities Commission, OSC. BlackBerry, which was formerly known as Research in Motion, or RIM, and the OSC came to an agreement in 2007. In order to address the claims of backdating stock options, RIM agreed to pay a $38 million CAD penalty as part of the settlement. This fine was among the highest the government had ever levied. The financial penalty and the settlement were intended to allay regulatory worries and guarantee that the business followed correct disclosure and governance procedures. Even though there were serious legal ramifications, the founders were not charged criminally, and the corporation paid the fine instead of any individual who would have otherwise been imprisoned. Now let's talk about the iPhone's entry into the market. In the movie, there's a sense of fear and tension among BlackBerry founders as Steve Jobs announces the iPhone. However, in reality, the bigwigs at Research in Motion were surprisingly unruffled. Unlike the film's portrayal, BlackBerry founders didn't initially see the iPhone as a serious threat. With a massive market share and billions in worth, they were confident in their position. However, this confidence became a double-edged sword as BlackBerry failed to innovate, leading to its downfall. The movie hints at the downfall with the release of the BlackBerry Storm, a touchscreen offering that faced criticism and technical issues. By 2013, the once dominant 50% market share had plummeted to a mere 3%, signaling the end of BlackBerry's era of dominance. Both Mike Lazaridis and Jim Balsillie quit BlackBerry in 2012 due to difficult circumstances. They left as extraordinarily affluent people, in stark contrast to the company's failing finances. Both founders had amassed significant wealth during BlackBerry's heyday. However, exact sums might not be made public. Their respective net worths are estimated to have ranged from hundreds of millions to over $1 billion at the time of their departure. Their individual stock ownership, remuneration packages, and other financial assets related to their positions within the corporation may cause the exact numbers to change. The dynamic duo, undeterred by BlackBerry's challenges, embarked on new ventures that reflected their interests and ambitions. Mike Lazaridis joined forces with his friend Douglas Fregan once again, and together they launched Quantum Valley Investments. This venture aimed to provide funds and support for entrepreneurs engaged in groundbreaking technology research in Canada. While Lazaridis kept a low profile, his commitment to fostering technological innovation remained strong, contributing to the growth of the Canadian tech landscape. Jim Balsillie, on the other hand, ventured into various domains. He founded a school of international affairs at the University of Waterloo in Canada, showcasing his commitment to education and global affairs. In addition to academia, Balsillie established a think tank and took on the role of chair at the Canadian Council of Innovators, emphasizing his dedication to advancing technology and innovation in Canada. One of BlackBerry's founders, Jim Balsillie, spoke openly about how he was portrayed in the movie. He said, "When I first saw it, I was confused for about 5 minutes in reaction to the representation. I then realized that we were going to be cooked here. It's satire." The 2023 BlackBerry film is a compelling chronicle of innovation, ambition, and the cyclical nature of technology businesses. It serves as a poignant reminder of how quickly the tech landscape can change and the importance of adaptation and foresight in maintaining relevance. Through its detailed portrayal of the BlackBerry story, the film offers valuable lessons for entrepreneurs, tech enthusiasts, and anyone fascinated by the impact of technology on society and culture. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Business Pitfalls and Profits. If you like this video, don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe so you don't miss our next one. Last but most importantly, don't forget to like and share this video with fellow entrepreneur advocates. Until next time, stay curious,